Hello, this is Greg Schultz of the Storage.io Group. Let's spend a few minutes talking about tiered storage in particular, serial attached SCSI SAS and serial ATA SATA. Let's begin by talking about SAS and SATA as storage interfaces for attaching storage to servers, and then SAS and SATA as disk drive types. Both SAS and SATA are serial protocols, meaning that data bits are sent one after the other on a single wire, versus multiple bits being sent at the same time over multiple wires in the case of parallel. Even though there are separate wires to carry each of the bits at the same time, the coordination and timing to ensure data integrity over distance becomes a challenge. Consequently, parallel transmissions are limited in distance as well as the speed or the number of devices that can coexist at the same time. Serial transmission sends the bits one after the other at a higher speed, reducing the size of the cable to a single wire for transmission and one for receiving when in full duplex mode. The speed at which data is transmitted in serial transmission makes up for any benefit of parallel transmission, and not to mention to be able to support longer distances and more devices. The benefit is that a smaller, simpler cabling scheme can be used. If you've ever seen a parallel SCSI or ATA ribbon type cable with the multi-pin connector, you will understand the complexity versus a simplified serial connection like those used in Ethernet and fiber channel interfaces. In addition to SAS and SATA being an interface for attaching storage systems or drives to servers, there are also SAS and SATA disk drives that can be attached to controllers and external storage systems, to host-based RAID adapter cards, or as JBOD in both internal as well as external storage configurations, as well as directly attached inside of servers. There are different types of SAS and SATA disk drives. In general, SAS drives are used for higher performance applications where you normally use fiber channel or parallel SCSI, with SATA being used for lower cost, secondary and tertiary storage, as well as for entry-level applications. SAS drives are available in different form factors, including 2.5 inch and 3.5 inch at 10,000 RPM 10K and 15,000 RPM 15K drives with dual port and other attributes associated with fiber channel type disk drives. Serial ATA drives, on the other hand, are targeted more towards lower cost, high capacity with single ported interfaces, unless they've been configured with some sort of transposer or multiplexer card to be able to support a dual attachment configuration. The other characteristic of serial ATA disk drives is the fact that they are available in different form factors, but also desktop as well as enterprise. Enterprise class SATA drives being typically more available, more reliable, maybe better performance, with desktop drives being lower cost. SATA devices can also plug into a SAS backplane or connector to coexist. However, SAS drives, SAS devices, cannot plug into a SATA port or connector. So, to be clear on that, SATA devices can plug into a SAS connector, but SAS does not plug into a SATA. Also note, actual vendor-supported configurations will vary with different products and at point in time. So, even though the SAS connectors, the SAS architecture allows SAS and SATA to coexist, check with your vendors, check with this particular product and technology to see what is actually supported at a given point in time. Some other things to watch out for with regard to SAS and SATA, as I mentioned before, there are different drive types. There can be confusion as a 2.5 inch versus a 3.5 inch drives. And in the past, you could use that as a form factor to differentiate between different types of drives. That's no longer the case. So be careful when looking at drives and simply comparing drives on form factor, other basic characteristics. Look beyond that. Look at their speeds, their transfer rates, their reliability, if they're dual ported, single ported, and other characteristics. Be cautious, be careful when mingling SAS and SATA. The architecture supports it. The technology is there. Different vendors have different support, have different requirements for either keeping SAS and SATA separate or for commingling. There's also the issue of performance versus power and capacity. SATA is a good technology for storage intensive for large capacity at lower cost. So consequently, there's a temptation to try to consolidate many smaller drives onto a large capacity serial ATA drive. The caveat to that, the downside, is that while you're consolidating capacity, you're not making up for the performance drop. Effective performance, effective power consumption can actually be improved by using a medium-sized capacity, high-performance SAS drive to achieve better power cooling efficiencies. SAS and SATA are being used for both block as well as for file, either block in direct attached or block in the form of networked iSCSI and fiber channel, as well as in file attached modes for file-based NAS using file servers for Windows servers, appliances, or gateways for NFS and general purpose Windows sharing. There are many different vendors with either SAS or SATA or combined SAS-SATA offerings in the marketplace today. To summarize, SAS and SATA are important components for deploying tiered storage and tiered storage systems, both for block-based and NAS file-based data and storage access, and will most likely be involved in your environment in some shape or form in the future, either as a combined SAS-SATA device or on a server, or SAS in a high-performance system or SATA in a large-capacity disk-based backup, virtual tape library, or archiving-type appliance. That wraps up today's discussion on SAS and SATA for tiered storage. Until next time, I wish you all a great day, and thank you.